Operational metrics and reports. Operational metrics measure how well day-to-day operations are functioning. These metrics are important for management monitoring and control. Categories of operational metrics include quality, productivity, and asset management. Quality metrics. Quality is an operational metric because it relates to accuracy, manufacturing goods to quality standards, avoidance of damage to goods at various stages, and so on. Some examples of quality metrics for the supply chain follow. Order entry accuracy. Information availability. For example, manufacturing status, customer order tracking. Information accuracy. Number of manufacturing defects found by quality control, in total, per million units. Number of manufacturing defects found by customers, in total, per million units. Picking and shipping accuracy. Damage frequency in total or by functional area, for example, warehouse, loading, transportation. Document and invoicing accuracy. Number of returns and warranty issues. Number of credit claims. Accuracy metrics are reported as the number of times the activity was done correctly in relation to the total number of times it was done. Damage frequency by functional area can be hard to tabulate since the damage is often not reported until it reaches the customer. Supplier quality costs. Supplier performance index. When a supplier has quality issues, these costs can be added to the cost of the materials purchased from the supplier to find the true cost of doing business with them. The supplier performance index is one metric that adds these costs together so that suppliers can be compared on a basis other than price. The formula for the supplier performance index is: nonconformance includes rejected materials as well as delays and failures to provide accurate or complete information. Therefore, the organization could assign their costs of tracking down missing paperwork, the costs of late deliveries, and so on. An index value of 1.05 would mean that prices were actually 5% higher than stated when all of the problems are factored in. The way to compare suppliers using this index is to multiply the index value times the price per unit to find an adjusted price per unit for each supplier. However, it is best to compare like amounts of the same items when comparing suppliers so as to focus just on price and quality. Note that suppliers providing very different total material costs will have different index values. Lower total costs increase the index value. Productivity metrics. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines productivity in part as an overall measure of the ability to produce a good or a service. It is the actual output of production compared with the actual input of resources. When measuring productivity, the key is to see whether resource inputs are being used as efficiently and effectively as possible by looking at the outputs. When inputs and outputs are measured precisely and routinely, these metrics can be automatically generated. Some examples of productivity metrics for the supply chain are labor productivity in total and by area, for example, order entry, manufacturing, warehousing, transportation. Units shipped per employee. Units shipped per labor dollar. Orders per salesperson. Equipment downtime. Productivity can measure variances from schedule and budget as well as variances from goals and stretch goals. Productivity can also be compared against historical or competitor benchmarks. Since labor expenses take up a major portion of an organization's expenses, labor productivity metrics are critical to track by total expense, expense by area, by labor hours used, and by number of employees. Analysis by multiple factors can help show where productivity issues exist and where improvements goals can be set. Asset management metrics. Asset management metrics measure how well the organization is employing its substantial investment in operational assets. Inventory is an operational asset of primary concern to supply chain managers, and most asset management metrics have something to do with inventory. But equipment and facility capacity are also of concern. Here are some common asset management metrics. Inventory turnover. Inventory days of supply. Absolute inventory levels. Obsolete inventory. Inventory by IBC analysis or other type of inventory classification. Equipment capacity utilization, for example, downtime for manufacturing equipment, materials handling equipment, or vehicles. Manufacturing capacity utilization. Warehouse capacity utilization. In addition, some financial measurements can be used in asset management, such as return on equity. Inventory turnover is discussed more next, followed by a discussion of cash-to-cash cycle time, which is a financial metric, but is discussed here to compare it to inventory turnover. Supplier capacity metrics are also addressed. Inventory turnover. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory turnover, also called inventory turns, as follows. The number of times that an inventory cycles, or turns over, during a time period, such as a year. A frequently used method to compute inventory turnover is to divide the annual cost of sales by the average inventory level. For example, an annual cost of sales of $21 million divided by an average inventory of $3 million means that inventory turned over 7 times. Sins: inventory turns, turnover. C. Inventory velocity. Higher inventory turnover ratios are preferred and can result from increasing sales and/or decreasing average inventory. Increasing this ratio means that there is lower investment in inventory relative to sales volume, lower risk of obsolescence, and greater liquidity. A related term is inventory velocity, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the speed with which inventory passes through an organization or supply chain at a given point in time as measured by inventory turnover C. Inventory turnover. Inventory turnover is important because of the profit margin built into each product. Sales of manufactured products convert inventory and its associated costs into revenue. The profit margins directly add to cash, an asset, and increase owner's equity on the balance sheet. Therefore, a major objective of supply chain management is to increase the speed at which inventory can be converted to cash. The appropriate level of this ratio depends on the organization's industry. For example, in a French bakery, the turnover of baguettes is close to 365 times per year. Organizations in the slow-moving spare parts service industry average turnover of less than 1 to 4 times per year. Most manufacturing plants experience turnover of between 6 and 26 times per year. It may be a useful question to ask yourself, what is the turnover at my organization and why? Benchmarking inventory turnover against competitors or even internal targets can help establish the best target values for a given organization or supply chain. A generic inventory turnover ratio is: inventory turnover can be calculated using average inventory, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as 1/2 the average lot size plus the safety stock, when demand and lot sizes are expected to be relatively uniform. Over time, the average can be calculated as an average of several inventory observations taken over several historical time periods. For example, 12-month ending inventories may be averaged. When demand and lot sizes are not uniform, the stock level versus time can be graphed to determine the average. Average inventory can be calculated from the balance sheet if 2 or more years are shown, since the inventory at the beginning of the year is the same as that at the end of the prior year. Here is one way to calculate average inventory, listed in thousands. Using more than 2 points in a year or other time period for an average inventory calculation may be even better, because it can remove the effects of seasonality. Different types of organizations may use variance on inventory turnover. A retail organization might use the following ratio. Retailers favor measuring inventory value at selling price because it is the most accurate valuation for them. Manufacturers often use the following formula for inventory turnover. Manufacturers use the cost of goods sold, COGS, because they produce the inventory using the materials and labor that make up COGS. They value inventory at cost for the same reasons. Annual cost of goods sold is listed on the income statement. Note that the definition of inventory turnover calls this cost of sales, but this is a synonym for COGS. The calculation for inventory turnover follows, using information from the financial statements. This organization invests cash into inventory and gets it back 2.75 times per year. Sellers of commodities that might shift in value quickly often use units of product in both the numerator and denominator rather than relying on volatile sales prices. Cash-to-cash cycle time. Cash-to-cash cycle time is a financial metric that is presented here to compare it to inventory turnover. Cash-to-cash cycle time is far more useful than the most basic form of inventory turnover that uses average inventory levels on 2 years of balance sheets to measure how well an organization is managing its saleable assets. Average inventory levels on balance sheets can be deceiving because they are measured at two specific points in time, when some orders might be delivered yet still awaiting payment. For example, trade credit, and suppliers may also be awaiting payment. Since cash tied up in inventory cannot be used for other purposes, the real question is how effectively is an organization using its cash? Cash-to-cash cycle time answers this question because it accounts not only for days of supply of inventory, but also the cash benefit of accounts payable and the cash delay of accounts receivable. Since cash-to-cash cycle time is also a SCORE-DS metric, the formula is presented where SCORE-DS is discussed. Supplier capacity. A rough estimate of supplier capacity can be calculated if the total sales of the given product are known for a recent period along with their capacity utilization percentage and their price per unit. This rough estimate calculation is as follows. An example is also provided of sales of US $1 million for product X, a 97% capacity utilization, and US $5 per unit. This formula can be used when selecting a supplier by comparing the units available of various suppliers. Suppliers with more units available will be less at risk of being unable to fill an order promptly. Keep in mind that other buyers could still use up this available capacity or contracts could end, freeing up capacity. So it is just a high-level assessment. Note also that too much available capacity could be a red flag of supplier distress.